I'm Tommy Reese with MTD News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. A fundraising dinner benefit for the Tammy Ford family is set for Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Redoso Convention Center. Tammy was killed while dining at Farley's restaurant when a vehicle slammed into the restaurant, killing her and critically wounding her husband, Kevin Ford, a few weeks ago. Samantha O'Neill, the coordinator for the event, tells us.
We're going to hold a six-course meal with all the top chefs throughout Lincoln County and Redoso. And after that, we're going to hold a silent auction.
Samantha tells us more about those tasty dishes.
The first course will be a salad. The second course will be an appetizer and then a soup. And then we have two main dishes featuring Casey Kaplan and Randy Narveson from In the Mountain Gods and Alto Country Club. And a dessert will be hosted by Brendan, the executive chef at the Jockey Club. $50 a person or $500 a sponsor table. There are 10 seats per table. Taking donations for the silent auction and even donations for the family.
All the proceeds will go towards the Ford family, especially for the medical expenses for Kevin Ford, who is currently rehabbing the injuries from the incident. Again, that benefit dinner, 7 p.m. at the Redoso Convention Center on Wednesday. New Mexico Public Education Secretary Ryan Stewart has announced that the SAT will become the official statewide standardized test for high school juniors. Stewart said that all New Mexico high school juniors will be required to take the SAT in the spring of 2020. He says the exam administered by the nonprofit organization College Board is aligned with New Mexico academic standards, and all New Mexico colleges and universities accept the test. Creative Aging, a nonprofit group, will have a presentation coming up on Friday to discuss hospice at the end of life. That's Friday, beginning with the breakfast at 9 a.m. and then the presentation at 10 a.m. at Eastern New Mexico University here in Redoso. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.